You're listening to Comedy Central.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to super fans to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods too by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a super fan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go! Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
When we think of COVID-19, what do we think of? Disease of the lungs, right? But now we're learning that it can also be a full body workout.
So far, the one predictable thing about the new coronavirus is that it's unpredictable. It first got our attention by damaging the lungs, but now doctors are finding it can wreak havoc throughout the body. One way is by causing blood clots, for example, in the legs.
A limited study of 214 COVID patients in China found more than a third suffered neurological symptoms. The most common, loss of taste and smell, dizziness, headaches, even unconsciousness, and in rare instances, strokes.
Doctors are seeing a new potential symptom of coronavirus, and it's not exactly pleasant. It's known as COVID toes. Doctors treating patients are noticing red or purple lesions and swollen toes in younger adults.
Yes, it turns out that coronavirus could negatively affect almost every part of the human body, including your toes. And I'm sorry, but toes? Toes? 1 minute corona's in the lungs and now it's in the toes? It's wrecking our toes? I mean, coronavirus is just like one of those artists who gets selected in every category. It's like how Old Town Road was somehow nominated for Best Country and Best Hip Hop and Best Supporting Actor in a TV series. Viruses should be like fetishes. You choose one body part and you go all in. You can't be into lungs and toes. Like me, I choose elbows and that's that. Like, why can't corona do at least one thing that's cool? How come there's no cool corona symptom? You know, like, yeah, it hits your lungs, but it also changes people's hair. Then at least we'd get Instagram posts from Tom Hanks. It's true, I have corona. And we're not just learning about how the virus affects the body, we're also discovering new ways that it can infect your body. Like, for instance, we all knew about coughing, yeah? And sneezing, and touching your face, and rubbing your nose on toilet seats. But it turns out, there might be another way that this bug is spreading to us all.
A new study by Johns Hopkins University shows that COVID-19 can infect patients through their eyes. Researchers say virus droplets can latch onto the eyes' ACE2 receptors and start targeting cells that way. They also think tears could transmit infections from person to person. Scientists believe this is why some COVID-19 patients have reported pink eye symptoms.
Yep. Apparently, you can also catch coronavirus through someone's tears. And my only question is, why are people crying into each other's eyes? I mean, we all have our thing, but who's calling their crush like, hey, you wanna come over and watch soldiers reunite with their dogs while we rub eyes? And if this is true, we're gonna have to take some extra precautions, people. Like, from now on, you gotta stay at least 6 feet apart while watching This Is Us. And for all those Trump supporters who've been drinking liberal tears, maybe try Gatorade, all right? I don't know why you guys even do that, but try something else. So now we know the virus can spread through tears, through saliva. Oh, and there's another bodily fluid that you may want to watch out for.
A new study from China found traces of coronavirus in the semen of infected men. It's not clear yet whether coronavirus can be transmitted through sexual activity. Researchers found evidence of COVID-19 in 6 out of the 38 patients they studied. Of those 6 men, 4 were still infected and 2 others were recovering. Experts say traces of infectious diseases are often present in all kinds of bodily fluids.
That's right. Scientists have found coronavirus in semen. And I guess now we know why it spread so quickly in the New York City subway. But this is such bad news, because it means sex is even more risky now. You can catch corona, you can catch STDs, and scariest of all, you can catch feelings. I still think about you, Sheila. How you gonna go and do that to me?
And that's not the only bad news for guys, because as you probably know, COVID-19 has been much more fatal for men than women. Yeah, coronavirus is targeting men harder than an Old Spice body wash commercial. And now, researchers might be starting to figure out why that is.
One of the other mysteries of COVID-19 is that it's deadlier for men than women. China, Italy, and South Korea have all reported higher death rates for men, and the trend continues here in the U.S. So, why are men getting sicker than women? Well, some new research may give us a clue.
It has to do with a key enzyme that COVID-19 uses to enter and infect our healthy cells. It's found in our heart, kidneys, and other important organs. Researchers took blood samples from thousands of heart failure patients, both men and women, and measured how much of the enzyme they found. Men's blood had higher levels of the enzyme than women.
Oh, are you serious? Men might have an enzyme that makes us more susceptible to dying from COVID-19 than women? And you know, honestly, I cannot believe that after all men have done for the world, starting the NBA, starting practically every war all by ourselves, this is our reward? I mean, I guess we had a good run. You know, we got to pee standing up. We didn't have to go through childbirth. Didn't have our coworkers explain back to us the things that we just explained. It was too good to last forever. And you know, some dudes are gonna bitch hard about how unfair coronavirus is. They're gonna be in the ICU like, this sucks, dude. There's like no chicks here at all. So, what does this all come down to? Well, the underlying science is important, but for most of us, we rarely just need to remember how easily coronavirus is spread. And one really simple new video is illuminating that in a way that even non-scientists can easily understand.
COVID-19 has been described as the invisible enemy, but an experiment has shone new light on the virus. As Natalia Cooper explains, there are simple ways to keep protecting yourself.
A man's hands are covered in glow-in-the-dark paint, which represents the germs. He then serves himself at a mock-up cruise ship buffet, and so too do 10 other diners. After 30 minutes, the lights are turned out, and the spread is shocking. The Japanese TV experiment finds the paint on multiple surfaces. It was on every person's hands and on three of their faces. Imagine that paint is coronavirus.
Surprise, surprise. Buffets are a great way to spread germs. Yeah, you think you're getting all you can eat crab legs? No, my friend. Coronavirus is getting all you can eat Kyle. But that's why I don't use tongs at the buffet. Everyone is touching those things. Yeah, I just go straight in with my hands. Much more hygienic. And I guess now we know why coronavirus has been exploding so hard on cruise ships. I mean, a cruise ship is just a giant buffet where you sleep over. So, that's all the new information we've learned about the coronavirus. And remember, while all of this might seem scary, it's good. Because the more we learn about this disease, the more we know how to fight it. So don't stress and don't lose heart. Everything is going to be okay. We'll be right back. We're all screwed. I think I'm gonna die. Did I stop this?
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to superfans to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods, too, by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a superfan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time, Book of Fire. Let's go! Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.